This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Staying with a key story of the week, the Trump administration releasing details of how it's going to tighten work requirements, meaning an estimated 700,000 low-income people may no longer get food benefits from the SNAP program. As we reported yesterday, the Agriculture Department says it wants to push into the workforce what are termed able-bodied people who don't support children or disabled dependents. What are their job prospects? Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports.
They're officially called able-bodied adults without dependents, workers under 50 who aren't pregnant or disabled and should be able to find work, according to Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue.
We know now there are more job openings than there are people to fill those jobs.
But there are hurdles, even in a strong labor market, says economist Craig Gunderson at the University of Illinois, who studies SNAP recipients.
A lot of people have mental health issues that aren't diagnosed but may make it difficult for them to find and hold a job.
Or they may not have graduated high school or face racial discrimination. And the administration's focus on the millions of job openings may not be meaningful, says Josh Bivens with the Economic Policy Institute.
You just have a lot of job openings that exist on paper, but firms are not super serious about filling, and they may even be less serious about filling them with the kind of people who are currently seeking jobs today.
The Trump administration says the move will save about $1 billion a year. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.